I got my squad, my squad. Yes, 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 yes. That's what we're doing up in here. It is 104.7 The Drop, the people's station for R&B and hip-hop. My guy is in the building. Hey, Meezy up in here.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for coming by and giving us, you know, I kind of feel like we got the debut. I mean, we might have got undercut a little bit, but that's all right, because we actually play the music. That's what we do.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good. It's
nah,
all good.
I wasn't
we
like
got
that
mad
at
love.
All.
No, we got yeah. mad love, because that's our family, too. That's what people don't understand. They all think that we don't like each other and that we don't get along, but we do. We have mad respect for every person doing radio in this market.
Absolutely.
We have respect for it. Everybody has a lane and everybody has a function. And I want you to talk about this album, because I know when you were here last time,
yeah.
you were putting your finishing touches on it and you were like, America,
yeah.
this is like the heat. This is the heat. Tell me about
it. Hey, man, let's check this out. So I got an album called Protect Your Energy. I am so, so, so proud of it. I'm going to be honest. The reason why I created it in the first place was just really because I was going through certain situations in my life at the time where I felt like I was around a bunch of bad energy. I just had to realize I had to get away from certain things. I had to separate myself. And so that's why it's kind of crazy, because I decided to get away from the job I was working at the time and do this full time. And at the same time the pandemic happened, it was kind of like a time of reflection. And I just locked myself in the studio and just created music. And this is the byproduct of it. So like, I'm super, super excited about the project. I have a bunch of Denver artists on it that I'm very, very proud of. Shout out to Kid Astronaut, Danae Simone, Rachel Bailey, Sydney Batty, Trev Rich, Eastside Jewey, Tarian.
Oh, you got Tarian on there?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
That's my wait
brother.
A minute. You know,
that's my best friend in the world. So, and I hope I got everybody. I don't want to name all the producers and everything, because it's just a little too much. But I believe in this project so much. Honestly, I think that this is worthy of awards and the whole nine. I really just want people to really, really sit down and really listen to it, because I did my thing on this one, man. I took my time with it for a reason. I mean, it shows, you know what I'm saying? And anybody that's been a fan of me from The Real Ned Flanders, The Real Ned Flanders 2, all that, you can see the growth. You can understand it. You can feel it. You can hear it. And to me, that's the most important thing. I'm super glad that I was able to do it the way I did it and have the rollout that I did. So now it's up to God, like I say, at this point, you know what I mean? Like, I did everything I feel like I should, and we just gonna keep pushing.
That's dope. That's what I like to hear. How long did it take you to make the album?
I started probably at the end of 2019. I kind of went through a self-reflection period in my life where I was just, something has to change. And everybody that I knew was just like, you're too good to be doing what you're doing right now. You got to figure it out.
So when you was making this album, did you already know who you wanted on this album, or did you just came that way?
See, the thing about me, when I make music, bro, is all about the vibe. Everything is the vibe. So like, if I have a studio session, I'll invite tons of artists. Whoever comes, and then we create what we create. And if it's good, it's good. If it's not, it's not.
Who got the best verse is getting on it.
Absolutely. It's all about that for me. I don't really care about like the names and stuff like that. It's all about what happens with the music when we're creating it. And
it's your currency. It's the energy.
Absolutely.
It's literally like your t-shirt you got on, your Protect Your Energy shirt.
Absolutely.
But that's really what that is. It is, because that energy is a currency. You have an exchange in that moment. You are exchanging energy through the music and the verses that you lay. Like, you are such a professional in the things that you do. We sat on a panel the other day for the hashtag unrated competition.
Yeah.
And from the time you walked in the door to the time you walked out the door, you remained a professional individual. And I think that carries you so much farther, because you're so serious about the work that you do. I have enjoyed every encounter, every opportunity, every meeting, every time I have you on this station. It's been nothing but joy.
Thank you.
It's been nothing but positive energy. And I thought that that was such a great name for your album. I really did.
It's literally my life.
But I also thought, how apropos after COVID-19, because everybody's energy is off. Everybody's like kind of in this weird space and trying to figure out, what am I about now? What is my truth now?
Mm-hmm.
I was running around thinking that that was the truth, but that's not the truth.
Right.
So what's the truth now for me?
Right.
And how do I identify with that? So I think that that is super, super fly. Mad props to you.
Thank you.
And all the folks on this album. Like, I'm so excited because we got it dropped. We're going to be playing some of it here in just a little bit.
How many records you got?
It's 14 records, 15 with a bonus track, though.
Okay.
Oh, you brought the bonus track.
I like
a bonus
it's
track.
The biggest record of the year in 2020.
Uh-oh.
I can't breathe. Had to be on there. We can't leave that up.
Yeah. That was a whole moment,
and
too.
And it's streaming everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying? So please, please go look. Whatever streaming platform you guys have, just make sure you go check that out.
Well, we're going to make sure that we get to play some of that music. We're going to come back after a little Erica Banks here with A-Meezy. You got questions for my brother. 303-893-DROP, 303-893-3767. And I'm sure he'll be willing to answer a few things.
Oh, I'm ready.
Just depends. You know, don't be asking him no personal questions.
Ask him who he's dating.
Ask me whatever
you
want.
Ask him how much money he got. I want to hear all of this.
Let's go viral, huh?
Here we go. Erica Banks, Toot That Remix, right here on 104.7 The Drop. The People's Station for R&B and Hip Hop.